our guest on this episode is former NFL running back and three-time Super Bowl champion, LeGarrette Blount. And, you know, LeGarrette, I have a few different things I want to talk to you about today. But first off, you know, I know since getting out of the NFL, you've gotten into the CBD business and you have your new company, LG's Feel Good. You know, what can you tell our listeners about your company and the benefits of some of your products?
Oh, man. There's so many benefits from my products. First of all, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. It's a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me. You know, as far as my products go, I just think this is a more healthy way of dealing with pain, a healthier way of dealing with, you know, any kind of sleep patterns, any kind of bad sleep patterns. And definitely a healthier way to deal with anxiety. My products are all 100% THC free. They're all natural and all organic. I know my product is just different from a lot of these, you know, so many CBD products and companies, you know. And I feel like mine is unique and different in a lot of different ways. My pain patches, for example, they last 24 to 36 hours. They're transdermal, so you can put it on your back, and you know, if you get your toe stubbed or you get punched in the face or whatever, it sends the CBD medicine to that area. Also, my rollerball and my salve, obviously, you know, they're topicals as well. And you know, for my big sellers are you know, my anxiety drop, my anxiety tinctures, and my sleep gummies, because people suffer from that more often than not. And I just wanted people to know that this isn't my product isn't just for professional athletes, or it's not just for football players or basketball players. Like, these products are for everyone. You know, these are just the guys that obviously needed a little bit more, because I did what they did for a long time. But so that's why it appeals to them. But this is for everyone, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, stay-at-home mom, anyone.
No, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned of the benefits, you know, managing pain. And, you know, for me personally, I never played any sports in the pros, but, you know, I played rugby in college, you know, another sport that has a lot of injuries. And there was actually a kid on my team who dropped out of college because he had such bad issues with pain pills, you know, after he tore his ACL. So it's definitely, you know, I think a healthier alternative. But, you know, before we get into some football questions, I'm curious also, you know, CBD is kind of a newer business. And, you know, anytime there's any new type of business, you know, there are going to be skeptics and people who don't understand it. So, you know, what do you tell people who don't really understand CBD and understand what your company is all about as to, again, why the products are a good fit?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people make the common mistake of confusing CBD and THC. That's the common mistake that you get when that's the common question that we get. And that's the common mistake that we get. And it's understandable whenever you don't know about, you know, these things, you know, it's only right that you ask questions, as you should. I mean, we teach our kids, right? You know, if you don't know, ask questions. This is, you know, one of the big things that, like I said, one of the big things that we get, you know, a lot is the THC and the CBD. They come from the same plant. They're two completely different things. 100%. My product is 100% THC free, and it has nothing to do with THC whatsoever. You know, obviously, opioids are not the way to go. That's definitely not the healthiest choice for your body. You know, and you know, like I said, man, the biggest skeptics, and you know, the people that are the biggest doubters are the people that don't understand what CBD actually is.
But then, you know, also, LeGarrette, I want to ask you about your NFL career. And to start out, you know, you were someone who was underestimated for quite some time. You know, coming out of high school, you weren't heavily recruited. You had to play community college ball before you got your first D1 offer. And then in the NFL, initially, you began your career with the Titans, you know, as an undrafted free agent. But, you know, you went on to play 9 years, you know, win 3 Super Bowls, 2 of them with the Pats, 1 of them with the Eagles. Would you say one of your primary motivations to work as hard as you did and play at that level is to kind of stick it to people who doubted you?
I always play with a chip on my shoulder, man. Ever since the beginning, ever since there was a doubter or a hater, that started all the way back high school days from, you know, teachers and, you know, principals and deans and basically everybody that you can possibly have on your team in a positive manner doubted me, you know. So, you know, I always had that chip on my shoulder. I always did, you know, everything I could and had to do to make sure that I put myself in the best possible position to give myself a chance to get where I got.
So it wasn't just, you know, on the football field, you know, it was a lifelong thing, like you said. And for you, is it kind of, do you have that feeling where it's like you think of everyone who doubted you from such a young age and it almost feels like yesterday and it still drives you?
Oh yeah, man. And I like, man, I'm going to be honest, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, like to rub it in their faces. I have signs at every entrance of my city that says, entering the city of 3-time Super Bowl champ LeGarrette Blount. So they got to look at that every time they go, every time they leave town and go back, they got to look at that. You know what I'm saying? They got to always see that, you know, and just think about, you know, how they treated me. You know, I had a teacher kick me out of her class, you know, cause man, it was crazy. I had a teacher kick me out of her class because, I had a shirt on that it was probably like a little rap shirt or whatever, no cussing or anything vulgar or anything like that. And, she wanted me to take it off and I wouldn't take it off. You know, and she told me from now on, I couldn't be in her class for the rest of the year. So I had to attend her class by going to a different class and doing her work and sending it back with like a teacher's aid and stuff like that. So, you know, man, it was rough, you know, and I grew up in Florida. You know, it's not the most, and I grew up in not the most diverse place. So I can attest to that. I know how that feels.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think also, you know, when you have people treat you that way, it kind of teaches you why it's important to be, you know, accepting of all different types of people. You know, you mentioned you grew up in an area that wasn't super diverse. And, you know, people had some of those attitudes. But, you know, also specifically at, in regards to your NFL career, you know, I mentioned to you before we started recording, you know, I'm here in the New England area. And, you know, two of your rings were with the Pats. And, you know, you played with, you know, Belichick and Brady, two of the biggest legends, you know, in the sport. You know, what was that time like for you?
Oh, man, that was amazing. I can't complain. I mean, like you said, I mean, you get that work ethic and you get to working hard and you don't mind working hard. I think that's kind of one of the cornerstones in New England. And, you know, as long as you'll go out there and put in the work and, you know, put in the work when it comes to the iPad and stuff like that, just listen to the coaching and be receptive to it. Then, you know, it, man, you'll have a blast there. There's guys that stay there their whole career. And I'm like, man, you know, guys like Devin McCourty and guys like that. And I'm like, man, these guys, you know, spent their whole career here and they've had opportunities to leave and they haven't wanted to leave. So, I mean, it just, you know, it just shows that, you know, the guys that are willing to put in the work and grind, you know, those are the ones that enjoy their time in New England.
Yeah. And I think, you know, some people really click in that culture, but then, you know, after you, you know, left the Pats, you spent time with the Eagles and Lions, but it's kind of wild. Your first season away, you actually played against the Patriots in a Super Bowl with the Eagles. And, you know, you and Chris Long had both won rings with the Pats and then gone over the Eagles. You're playing against them in a Super Bowl. Was that kind of weird? You know, what was that like for you guys going up against, you know, your former team who you'd won two rings with in such a big game?
It wasn't weird. Obviously, they weren't the ones that we wanted to see in the Super Bowl. Like, everybody has their preference. Like, you know, for instance, you know, I'm pretty sure the Rams didn't want the Chiefs to beat the Bengals. You know, And we didn't, I mean, sure, we wanted whoever New England was playing, we wanted them to win. Like, obviously, like, it's just, but I mean, we knew when we found out we were playing them, I was hyped. I was juiced. I was excited. I know Chris was as well. Just to have an opportunity to beat them after what I did. So it was personal for me after what I did for them and the season that I had for them and the fact that they let me go still. So it was personal to me. It was pretty personal to me. So I mean that was the beating them was a bittersweet feeling because it was sweet because obviously we won the Super Bowl. That's gonna always be great. But bitter because I know how hard they work over there. I know the grind. I know the running backs. I know, you know, all the coaching staff and stuff like that. I know the grind that they put in to get there and win it all. So, man, it's just not a lot of people that get a chance to beat those guys. So whenever you beat them, man, you gotta be excited about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember watching that game and, you know, I remember that drive at the end of the game when Brady was stripped. And I just remember feeling so shocked because think about how many big games over the years Tom Brady's played in, and he's had the ball at the end of the game. And you kind of think, okay, here we go again. Tom Brady doing Tom Brady things again. I remember, you know, it was almost like a David and Goliath moment when they stripped the ball from him on that play. But, you know, when you go up against a team that you were just on, like, I know there's a lot of shit talking in football, but, you know, is there extra shit talk when it's like some of your buddies and, you know, kind of good natured?
It don't be a lot of shit talking. You know, I think my longest run when I broke that long run in the beginning of the game, the run Harmon tackled me and he was like, I kind of got up and tapped him and was like, good shit, bro. And he was like, man, damn, bro, good shit, bro. Oh, not today, bro. Not today. Cause he knew, you know what I'm saying? He's seen me play all kind of games. He's seen me have great games. Like he's seen, you know, me get into a rhythm early, like all that good stuff. So he kind of knew once I broke that run, he was just like, oh, come on, bro, not today.
So that's cool though, that, you know, you guys still had that mutual respect, you know, even though you're opponents for knowing each other, you know? So I guess Belichick wasn't on the sideline, like, you know, well, Garrett, you suck. There, none of that. It was all respect.
Nah, after the game was over, he was like, man, if anyone deserves it, it's you.
Yeah, although, you know what's funny? Belichick's usually a quiet guy, but occasionally he mixes it up. You know, you've probably seen – I'm forgetting the exact timeline if you were on the Pats at this time, but you've probably seen, like, the clip of him going at it with Derek Mason. And he's like, fuck you, Mason. Do you know how to look at the scoreboard? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, on a football life, that's epic. It's always way funnier when the head coaches do it. But
Nah, 100%. Yeah, I see. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And he got into it a couple years ago with Adam Thielen from the Vikings as well. That was pretty entertaining. But, you know, as far as, you know, when your career ended, you know, you officially announced your retirement in 2020. You know, was it hard or you know, your football was such a big part of your life, or were you just ready at that point?
I was just ready at that point. I was just ready to be home, ready to be with my kids, ready to be with the family. Just, I was just ready. I was content with what I had done. I had put everything into my career. I was just ready to hang it up.
But, you know, also, you know, my final thing I want to ask you, you know, we really appreciate your time today, but, you know, my final thing I want to ask you, you know, for anyone, you know, football fans or CBD enthusiasts, you know, anyone who wants to, you know, keep up with you, you know, what are your social media handles? And also, where can people go online to buy some of your products?
You can go online to buy my products at lgsfeelgood.com. And you can go find my products at lgsfeelgood on Facebook. You can also find it at lgsfeelgood on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at L_Blunt, you know. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank y'all so much, man.
All right. Well, yeah, LeGarrette, once again, thank you for joining us, everyone. That is former NFL running back LeGarrette Blunt.